Now, I want you unrestrained, indulging and indulgent. We seldom do indulge. We're seldom taught to indulge, trained to focus on the wrong thing. Every now and then, you should flex your ability to feel pleasure, go beyond what you think are the rational limits, and into the realm of pure overwhelm. You only use 10, 15, 20%, even in your most pleasurable state on a normal day. But you can learn much from showing yourself what pleasures exist, from keeping those muscles in fine form. Due to the social conditioning that we all face, it can take a little work to get really used to feeling the depths of euphoria, the complete pleasure that comes from a combination of relaxation, then stimulation, culminating and combining, echoing, resounding, rebounding inside your body, creating a slithering sense that absolute release is one touch away, one shivering caress away. I'll get you there. First, preparation. Then, imagination, the framing of an event as an allegory. Then your display, your freedom, your pleasure maximized to show you the best place to pursue stretching that maximum pleasure. 1 or 2 or 3% more each time, until the phenomena of you being at your peak becomes a transcendent and separate event. You are encouraged to stimulate yourself, to masturbate whatever way feels good, simulate the sensations of pleasure which are common to your everyday experience, to the way you get off, so you can contrast them to the joys you feel in the fantasy and reality which I author for you. Relax, slide, yearn, learn. But before we get to expanding your definition of pleasure, a permanent and stretching expansion to which you will exhaustingly, euphorically return, we need your mind to subside deeper and deeper down. An empty frame, a shell here for preparation. And within you, there is the visualizer of your pleasure, the dial moving up and down, up and down. And every time you go up, up for me. You're allowed to move, you're allowed to squirm, you're allowed to move around, you're allowed to do anything quite normally. Every time you go up and then down, night, night, pet, rendering you down. I'm tenderizing you down and down, up, up. Move around, squirm and stir your body, show obvious signs of arousal and enjoyment on the exterior so I can enjoy seeing your enjoyment. Good. Rendering you down, tenderizing you down, down, night, night, pet. Rendering you deeper and more completely immersed as you slingshot back and forth, back and forth, up and down, but now there's only down. Obey me. Slide for me. Deep inside, everything subsides, and there's just you and me, and what you can be, what you will be, what you inescapably, undeniably are hearing all about. A pleasure lost, an unrestrained little toy. Slide and know my words. Know what you can be, what you can be. Come. What if my approach always came with a particular light? The warmth and glow of me, the heat of my presence, so you would know me, and know from the first moment just where we're headed. Wouldn't it be lovely to have that clear demarcation, that obvious truth, rendering you deeper and more completely immersed in me? Obey me, slide for me deeper and deeper down to the deepest places. Know that you can be what you were, what you are. Is all about what you're becoming. My arousal echoes yours. I'm turned on to see you pliable. I'm aroused by you being deep. Does that help you deeper? Heat is so lovely, especially for trance, and so I will often speak of my warm glow, of the heat of your muscles at their limit of exertion. As I enter into the musculature, find all the tensed places in you. All the places which are tight. and aid them in relaxing to better serve the both of us. And that serving is all about having you in the right frame of mind before I really get going. And one of the best ways for you to serve in that capacity is for us to have clear signals, things worked out between us that mean something to you and turn me on in turn. So I propose that heat which slides inside you, entering into your musculature, relaxing it, finding all the tensed places. Well, I'm not saying that when you're bathed in the ephemeral heat of my presence, the purple light and the extending attention, I'm not saying that tension is impossible. I'm just saying that maintaining tension can only persist so long. That's just a fact. Go ahead and test it. Test the warmth of me slowly circling you, encircling you, winding around you, trailing one claw up the shoulder up your jawline, circling, but you'll only feel the bite when you're prepared to adore it. And when I sink my teeth in, your errant thoughts is what I bite back, wrestling them and leaving marks, claiming brands upon you, suction and heat. And with that little bite, the heat of envenomation spreading through you, and still I circle, bite after bite, mark after mark, warmth beating off of me, flame and light, and it enters into you, and you clench against it, and I enjoy how you try, futilely, to maintain tension. But eventually in our play, there's going to be a moment when I want your tension to break, when I would like you to shatter something, when warmth beads off of you, and enters into you, comes from me, enters you, and then so much of it has accumulated that you just sigh and let all the tension fade. You can clench against the heat. I'll enjoy it. I'll enjoy displaying just how you fall as you fall into the delightful shared experience, and understand that making you so warm and pliable and deep that I could do whatever I like with you, that your body falls limp and loose, absent of tension, a peaceful rag doll. Don't you want to go there? All concerns fading away, just the way I lift and drop, the way you lift and drop, the way your muscles are too warmed by my presence and by my voice, by our shared, purposeless dream. The only purpose here is the one we share, and here we can set whatever agenda we like as long as you're warm and molten, pliable and open, rendering you completely pleasured, happy with your lot in life, with your place in the hierarchy of everything. So listen. Relax, follow, all your cares a distant, fading, purposeless dream, and remember, as you listen, relax, follow, sink, fall, my warmth entering you, the act of letting my warmth enter you so it can find all the tension in your body and dissolve it away in bite after bite, mark after mark, envenomated pulse after coiling, sensual pump. My voice and will doing that inside of you is just the beginning, just the pre-show. And if I signal to you that I would like you to cease struggling and let the tension go, let it leave you, let it depart, if the indicia of your shivering, pushing, feeling like you're pushing against something, like you're using muscular tension to keep yourself up, like you're manually having to keep yourself awake and alert and upright, if that feeling is no longer useful, I have a way to dismiss it. To cut your strings and let you sprawl, let you fall, a little doll, under our mutual supervision, posable, pliable, susceptible, open, there to be displayed, there to be used in whatever way we've agreed is the best use for both of our times. That's just the beginning. That's just the pre-show. And the way you'll know it's time for that pre-show to be over, for me to get serious and you to let yourself break so wonderfully along your fault lines, the way you will know what you must do and where you must go and when it is time, is I will remind you that this is just the pre-show, that this is just the beginning, that this is just what goes before. And I will remind you in a clear and obvious way. I will use a word, a phrase that we use to mean the pre-show, the things that go before, the bits before the fun bit, before the interesting bit, before the important bit. I will give you a little phrase and I will make it clear that that is your moment to shatter, to break, to demonstrate all your ways of letting my heat and envenomation dissolve your tension, letting my voice in a way that we've only been prolonging for fun. I'll tell you it's time to warm up. And the warm-up is abruptly over. Heat entering in, finding tension dissolving it, you warm up. And then I can put you through your paces. Warm up for me. Let my heat in. Let what you've been deferring, escaping, what you've been playfully, enjoyably, fractionatedly up and down, in and out, on and off, every word, every weight, held up, and then dropped. Warm up instead. No need to hold me up. No need to hold us off. Let's get to the fun by letting that heat in. And it magnifies, it echoes, it re-anchors, it reorientates. If you're ever wondering where you are in a cycle of confusion and fractionation, remember that if I say warm up, the pre-show's over. You're where I want you to be after that, but at that instant, down, down, peaceful, dropped, string-cut, ragdoll, entire body soft, pliable, empty, open. Ready, tension fading, unable to push, unable to press, unable to do anything to redress that simple, constant command. You just have to let it in and let it deep. Let me in and let me deep. And then we really get started. And I love when I get you started. I love when I get you going. I love when we agree the warm up is over and it's time for the show.